Hey, what is up, everybody, and welcome to the Get Your Bell Rung Football Podcast. He is Kevin Reynolds. I am Bobby Wall, and we are here to talk all things football and hit you with some takes that might rattle you up a bit. Kevin, you don't know this, but today's show is accidentally a quarterback show. Didn't mean for it to happen, but here we are. Lots of QB talk today. We just finished Memorial Day weekend. A little more on that in a second. But first, Kevin, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Been some good weather here. We're done through our busy, crazy schedule for tennis. States ended on Saturday. So
And one of
now,
your girls won?
yes, one of them won the state title. Another one came in second in mixed doubles. Had various other kids that made it to states, but lost in the first round, which is still state quarterfinals, so it's not too shabby. So we had a number of kids, Washington County. Lauren was the first ever county singles champion from our county, and the Williamsport team as a whole was the first team ever to win the state team title.
Kevin, as a coach who has also coached several athletes to state championships, I know how amazing and rewarding that feeling is. So obviously, congrats to her, but congrats to you as well, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it's really cool. It's nice to see the whole thing sort of come to fruition at the end. And
Oh, yeah.
now we start for 2025.
I noticed you're in a hoodie, long sleeves.
It's chilly in the house right now. It's actually not all that hot outside. It's only about 74 degrees and the air
Yeah.
conditioning's kicking. And I, for some reason, got chilly. So I put on a sweatshirt.
Well, you're getting older, Kevin.
Not
That's
really.
what
I've
happens.
always been this way. I
You're
like
not
it to
getting older?
be like outdoors. Like I like it to be 95. I like the courts to be 140 degrees. So I've
That's what I mean.
always
You want
been
it to be
cold.
warmer. My great great uncle used to have it be like 90 degrees in his house at all times.
Well, that's what I grew up with. We didn't have air conditioning until I was 21 years old. If it was 91 outside, it was 91 in my bedroom. You put on a fan
My
or a sheet, roll around in your underwear.
when I was younger, my parents, you know, when they were together and I was in my youth, they put a fan in my window and I was so excited, but they told me a stupid thing. I could only have it suck out. And
Right,
I'm
we
like
did
six
that.
years. Yeah. Well, that's you know, we're going to have it suck out so that it sucks all the hot air out. Well, what air is going to fill in the space?
It
It's going to be more hot air. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my whole
creates a
life.
vacuum, my friend, and it actually
Yeah.
makes it barely cooler. But what I did in my room, I had two windows, so I had one box fan blow out, one blow in, and it just circulated air at least and got a little breeze going
Yes.
in there.
Now that I could go for, but the whole suck out thing was so annoying. Even as a kid, I thought my parents were morons. All right. Memorial Day just happened, sir. So I got to thinking, usually, you know, it's a big cookout weekend. If you could have three items for your ultimate cookout meal, only three, what would they be? And
Ultimate
this is
cookout meal or a Memorial Day cookout meal?
whatever you want. I
Well,
just
if it's
want three of
Memorial
your
Day, I
favorite
want
cookout
burgers
foods.
because that's just the American way. I
Okay,
gotta
that
have
was
a burger
my
on
number one,
Memorial Day.
burgers. Yep.
Feels almost wrong. Now my daughter would want the hot dogs, but I could care less about couldn't care less about those. Corn on the cob.
Ooh.
I can only
Okay.
pick three things that I really want to end. If it's not something on the grill, maybe like pasta salad. I enjoy pasta salad. That would be a
Okay.
meal that I could eat pretty much every day in my life.
Yeah, no, we had corn on the cob as well. I did a brisket though, rather than burgers, although burgers would be my choice. I make an Amish macaroni salad, which I absolutely love. So that would be similar to your pasta salad,
What
right?
makes it Amish?
I have no idea. I think it's a sweeter macaroni salad. So I think the sugar that goes into it, maybe the Amish folk like a sweeter
Okay.
macaroni salad. I don't know. And then you ever had that broccoli salad with like the bacon bits in it?
I have had it. Not one of my favorite things. Something I'd eat. If somebody puts it on my plate, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
But not something
Love it,
I
man.
like. Man, I can't wait to get me some of that
Oh.
broccoli salad.
I love it. I know you're not a huge green guy either.
I don't dislike them. I mostly like vegetables raw, though, like broccoli. And I guess it's raw in that. Most vegetables, as long as they're crisp, I'm happy, whether cooked or raw. I don't like it when they're slimy and soggy. And like
Okay.
my mom used to eat asparagus out of a can so fast.
Ah,
Like,
yeah.
asparagus on the grill, and I'm happy as can be. But eating that soggy, nasty, limp stuff out of a freaking Green Giant can, not for me.
Asparagus is my 101 of the vegetable world.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's my number one overall pick. Asparagus is my favorite vegetable.
Oh, I don't know if I really truly have a favorite vegetable. But I do love crisp broccoli, whether steamed or as long as it's crisp, I'm happy. I particularly love vegetables with stir fry because they stay really crisp, like a
Love a good stir
kabocha
fry.
table.
Oh, yeah. All right, sir. Last show, I went into and I looked at wide receivers and first round, or well, I guess top 60 picks, the bust rate, right?
Yes.
I broke it down, picks 1 through 20, 21 to 40, and then 41 to 60. That was a lot of fun for me. And that sort of just made me go into the quarterback class. Now, I didn't do exactly the same thing. I did it simpler. And I went back 20 years for this one. But what I wanted to see is how many times was the first quarterback drafted the best in the draft class? So, not necessarily if they didn't have to go one overall, they just had to be the first in the class. And I wanted to see how that worked out. Do you want me to spoil it or do you want me to go through the years before I do?
What do you mean? How would you spoil it? What do you mean by
I'll
that?
tell you what the answer is, tell you what I came up with.
No. Let's say that for the end.
Okay. All right. So last year, obviously, it's too early to tell, but we have seen great returns from CJ Stroud. He was obviously the second quarterback taken. Bryce Young was first. 2022, terrible quarterback draft. That was the Kenny Pickett, all those guys. Brock Purdy, I would say, is the best quarterback from that class. He was ninth, the ninth QB taken. He has been the most successful. Again, not much of a sample size, but we got that. 2021, Trevor Lawrence was the first. He's also the best from that class. 2020 draft was incredible. Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts. The jury's still out here. Burrow and Hurts, I would say, are the top two. They've both played in a Super Bowl. Hurts has more touchdowns, but Burrow's missed a decent amount of time. So I think you got an argument for both guys there. 19, Kyler was first. Kyler Murray's the best. Then we have Josh Allen was the third QB taken. Lamar Jackson was the fifth. That's when the Ravens, your Ravens, traded back up to get that fifth year option on him. 2017, Mahomes was the second quarterback. 2016, here's an interesting debate. The first quarterback taken was first overall, Jared Goff. Dak Prescott was the eighth quarterback taken. I think that's an interesting debate as to who you think is the better QB. What do you think?
That is tough. Wow, they both have won a lot. Goff went to a
Goff's been in
Super
a Super
Bowl.
Bowl.
Dak has not even sniffed it. Man, I don't know. If you told me
Tough.
2 years ago who do you want to be your starting quarterback of those two, that's a no-brainer, Dak.
Yeah.
But especially after last year, I don't know that I
That's a
could
good one.
stick with him. I might have to go with Goff.
We may have to remember to bring that back up in a future episode. I think that'd be a fun one to hash out.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
The year before that was 2015. You take your pick. You went Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota. Well, that was a terrible QB draft class. I'd
Wow.
probably take Mariota because he's rarely losing you the game, but he's also not winning you the game.
Yeah,
I
he's
guess Jameis
unbelievably
kind of,
boring.
yeah,
I'll take
that's
James.
tough.
If it depends what if I've got receivers or a fantasy receiver, I'm taking James all day long.
Oh, yeah,
I
for
don't
sure.
care if they lose the game. I want freaking
Right.
points. Mariota, he's not going to give me anything. He'll be lucky to throw for 160 yards.
Yeah, no, I'm 100%. Derek Carr was the fourth quarterback taken in 2014. Geno Smith was the second quarterback taken in 2013. Right? Was he the second? Why do I think Geno was the first in that class?
I don't know. I don't know why you think that.
Was he the second? Was that EJ Manuel? When did EJ Manuel get drafted? Look that up for me. I feel
What
like I made a
are we,
mistake.
2012?
2013.
2013.
2012 is an interesting debate, too. What quarterbacks we got?
2013, round one. Jeez,
Because I know
Pete,
Geno went in the second
Jackals,
round.
Wires, Tavon Austin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking,
Us.
boy. E.J. Manuel was first.
Okay, so Geno was the second quarterback taken. And he's obviously better than E.J. Manuel. 2012, how about this one? Andrew Luck was first, obviously, first overall. Russell Wilson was the sixth quarterback taken. Kirk Cousins was the eighth. I think all of these guys have a debate as to which quarterback's best in the class. Cousins is probably not going to get too many first place votes. Wilson has the Super Bowl. Is him and Cousins are both still in the league. Luck is probably the most talented, but he didn't have staying power, retired early, didn't get a championship. I think that's a good debate.
He should have had staying power. I mean, it's not like he
Well, yeah. Injuries, man.
injury ruined his career or his play fell off. He just decided enough is enough and just quit.
He's a weird dude. He's a weird dude, right? He just kind of disappears and he's a hermit and
Now
neck
he's just
beard.
Coaching and hanging out. I mean, that's the thing, though. Can you blame him? He goes out
That's what
pretty
I would
much
do.
at the top of his game, more money
Yes.
he could ever spend. And now he knows for a fact his brain will be intact for the rest of his life.
That's
His
the thing,
mind
man.
will
All
be
these
intact,
people, they come across a ton of money and then they want to do stuff. I don't want to do it. I'm going to disappear. If one day you call and I don't answer and 3 months go by, just know I won the Mega Millions or the Powerball and that's it, buddy. I'm out of
Oh,
here.
so it's not that Reggie killed you in your sleep. It's just you won the power.
Well, that certainly should be it also. So search for my body regardless.
But you know, it's funny with him with Luck. Like we geniuses of the world, you know, the experts, all the people, the pundits out there, we get all after these guys when they play too long. Oh, he should have retired forever ago. He's trash now. He should have. If then yet when a guy actually does retire early, we give him crap for going too early. Like we all know the perfect day everybody should retire.
It's been 20 years since, or longer than that. It's been almost 30 years since Barry Sanders retired. People still hate him for it.
Yeah. Megatron retired while he was still at the
Oh.
top of his game. All these guys, it's just like, you know,
Yeah.
I've had enough of this. I swim in money. Peace out.
Man, I'm glad that says so much about the Lions franchise and the state that it was in until Dan Campbell walked in the front door, right?
Guys were just
Two of
so
the best
tired of
players at their
losing
position
and
in
being the
history.
laughing stock of the league that they threw the and the thing is they still go down, both of them is pretty much top five at their position all time anyway. But yeah, if they'd have stuck around, it'd been almost no debate. They'd both maybe be one or two.
2011, Cam Newton went first, probably the best, but this is, and you know, he played for a Super Bowl league MVP, but another weak class. His competition was Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder, and Colin Kaepernick. Be interesting to see what Colin Kaepernick could have turned into because he was, you know, pretty successful in his own right, playing in his own Super Bowl, but obviously we'll never know. 2010, Sam Bradford, first overall pick, best quarterback in the class. Another weak one. There were 13 quarterbacks taken in 2010. That is a ton of dart throws. Yeah. 2009, Stafford, first and best. 2008, here's one for you. Matt Ryan was first overall. Joe Flacco was the second quarterback taken. And I think there's an argument that can be made that Flacco was the better one of the group. Obviously not statistically, but he's got a Super Bowl win. And as we both know, because we love him so much, he's still in the league and playing well.
Slanging it, yeah.
I know.
Matt Ryan, by the end, couldn't freaking throw a ball 15 yards downfield.
Flacco only throws it 15 yards downfield.
Yeah, I think depending on your criteria, you can. Some would say Ryan, some would
There's
say.
an argument.
I'm going Flacco because I love him.
Obviously. 2007, probably the worst quarterback class ever. Jamarcus Russell went first. Trent Edwards has the most passing yards from the 2007 QB class.
Jamarcus
Yeah.
Russell got the most purple drank.
Oh my gosh, what a waste. 2006, Vince Young was first. Jay Cutler went third.
Jay
I'll
Cutler,
argue,
baby.
yeah, I'll argue he's the best quarterback in that class. 2005 was Alex Smith went first overall, and Aaron Rodgers famously was the second quarterback taken, not till the 20s to the Green Bay Packers. And then 2004, another great debate. Eli Manning, then Philip Rivers. Big Ben was the third QB off the board. We got Super Bowls in this one. We got longevity from all of them. Obviously, you know, I think it's going to come down to Eli or Big Ben, and that's a tough one.
If I'm building a team and I can have any one of these as a rookie, I'll take Big Ben 100 times out of 100.
Too,
I hate
man.
the Steelers, but I'm still
I
taking
know.
Big Ben every single time.
I think you're
Rivers,
right.
I'll take then 75 of them, and then Eli 25 for number two. Eli, I know he won the two Super Bowls, but his overall body of work was not particularly amazing. I love the dude. He's funnier than all hell, but he's just not. I don't put him in their class. Funny thing is, Rivers might never make the Hall of Fame. Eli will, just because of the Super Bowls.
And you're right. You're probably right on both accounts. And Rivers is one of those things, like Donovan McNabb. It just sucks when they came out. Like McNabb came out with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. You know, if McNabb doesn't play with those guys, if McNabb comes in the league in, say, 1989, he might have a shot. But it just doesn't happen sometimes for those guys. But I think I agree with you. I think it's Big Ben. So after I tallied it all up, out of the 20 drafts, I'd say 11 or 12 of them, so just over 50%, right around 50%, the first quarterback was the best. So get a 50-50 shot. Whatever quarterback goes off the board first is going to be the best one out of the draft. And that includes first overall picks.
And you'd almost say it'd be even less, to tell you the truth, because so many of them are just total bombs, and what they do in college doesn't necessarily translate to the NFL. So I actually think that's a pretty high percentage, to tell you the truth.
Well, interesting nonetheless, no matter what. I had fun with that one. So another interesting tidbit that I came across was that we always talk about the turnover in playoff teams. Every year there are 10 or 11, normally, new starting quarterbacks from the previous year. That seems like a lot to me. A third of the league has a new starting quarterback from one year to the next. And I thought it'd be fun to dive into this a little bit and see who we think from this. We're going to jump ahead to 2025 and see who we think is going to still be around and who we think might be out of there.
You're going the whole way through the whole thing, all 32 real quick?
Yeah, I think it'll take us about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen's going to be starting next year, right? Dolphins, probably Tua. They haven't paid him yet.
Yeah, it'll be Tua.
Yeah, I agree. New England Patriots, I bet it's going to be different. Simply because I think Jacoby Brissett starting week one this year.
And Drake May the next year. Yeah, I can buy that.
The Jets, I think this is one and done for Rodgers, man. I just
see. I don't. I think he'll be back for at least one more after this. Since he completely lost a year, I think he's going to want to give them their 2 years.
One and a half. Ravens, obviously, LJax. Bengals with Burrow. The Browns, they have to play Watson.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to walk away from that. They're going to. I think they'd rather look like fools losing than look like fools getting rid of them and lose anyway.
But that's the thing. They're winning in spite of Watson. They were a playoff team last year, and they started, what, five or six different quarterbacks throughout the year? They were the most injured team. They lost their arguably the best running by talent, the best running back in the NFL, Nick Chubb, in like week two, and they still made the playoffs.
Yeah, but they got Joey Flacco winning four of their last five games for
them. That's right. Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson starting 2 years in a row?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so either.
No way,
I think
I don't even know if he's going to start this year.
I think that's a two. Houston Texans for sure, C.J. Stroud. The Colts, certainly you would think it's going to be Richardson. Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. I got an interesting tidbit on that once we get going here a little bit. You think Lawrence is going to start 2 years?
Yep.
Okay. Will Levis, Titans. They certainly want him to.
I think they'll give him this year and at least one more year, because last year was sort of just a nightmare for the franchise in general. He just got thrown in because Tannehill got hurt. They've got all these receivers now. I can't imagine they're going to just not give him at least 2 seasons to do something. He'd have to really bomb.
I agree. Broncos, I am going to blindly say count them because I don't know who's starting week one this year. Right. So I'm going to blindly say yes to that. Mahomes, obviously. The Raiders, there'll be a new QB next year, right?
Maybe.
Minshew, O'Connell, they're not starting next year. The Raiders are.
But they're going to be bringing in a rookie and probably, again, middle of the draft. So it might be somebody that it doesn't even Can't start, but we don't even know who's going to start this year, let alone next year.
Right.
So definitely, I'd say there's a chance, but
Absolutely.
I'd bet that there'll be two different quarterbacks. Yes.
We're up to four. Chargers, Herbert, we're good. Cowboys with Dak. I got an interesting one for him too.
He's
The
not going
Giants,
anywhere. Jerry's not going anywhere.
I think they'll have a new one, right?
I don't know.
Danny Jones, 2 years in a row. That's hard for me to believe.
A lot of money they still owe him. And if he comes back and has a decent season, since he actually has a receiver to throw to now and they've improved their line a little bit, he had a good year the year before. This last year, he's running for his life before he tore his ACL. So I can't say, I'd get down about 50-50.
Okay.
But I
All
see
right.
what you're saying.
So we got two halves then. We'll make one whole out of Rodgers and
There you go.
Jones. We'll pick one of them. All right. Hurts is good in Philly. Washington, Jaden Daniels, good. Bears, Caleb Williams. Lions with Goff, just got an extension. Packers with Jordan Love, I'm sure. Vikings. I'd say Sam Darnold starts week one. I'd say JJ picks it up at like the bye week or something. So I'm going to count them.
Okay.
I think
But
they're
I
going to be
think
smart with
JJ will start
McCarthy.
from the beginning.
Falcons, we're assuming it's going to be Kirk Cousins. I know he's coming back from an Achilles. Probably him. Panthers, Bryce Young, nothing you can do there. Saints with Derek Carr. I can't remember his what his my gosh, contract looks like. I think he's locked in this year and next as well.
He had a good year last year. I know it was a little up and down, but it
Yeah.
actually statistically was not bad. I don't
By
know
the
why he
end
gets
of
so
the year.
much crap.
It's not pretty. I think that's why.
It might not be pretty, but his numbers weren't bad at all last year.
Baker Mayfield in Tampa.
25 TDs, 8 interceptions last year. What the hell do
Yeah.
people want from the guy? Almost 4,000 yards with missing a game or two. I don't understand what people want from the dude.
They want excitement. They want Chris Olave to do
I guess, but
something. They
most coaches, I think, if you said, hey, I'm going to give you a quarterback that's going to throw for 4,000 yards,
Right.
25 TDs, and 8 interceptions next year, then they're going to say, yes, please, please bring
Yep.
him to me. It's Derek Carr. Oh, we don't want him then. It just doesn't
Sure.
make any
That's a good
sense to
point.
me.
That's a great point.
It's very odd.
I like that. Baker Mayfield, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Think he'll be 2 years?
He had
Okay.
another, he's another one. I had a great year.
Yeah. Well, they only brought him back for, was it 1 or 2 years?
I think they gave him two.
Okay. Cardinals, obviously, Kyler. Purdy in San Francisco is going to be interesting.
Oh, it is not. What are you talking about?
Just, I got a question for you in a minute.
Things you say.
Stafford's coming back for the Rams, and then Geno in Seattle.
You think Stafford is definitely playing two more years?
Dude, he wants an extension.
I think there's less chance of that than Purdy not being the starter 2 years in a row.
I would buy that.
But
I'd buy that. Well,
who
how
was
about
our
Geno?
last one?
If we
Gino?
say Geno's not going to start, that gives us eight. So we're short.
Yeah.
Historically speaking, we're short.
And of course,
It's always
sometimes it's the
surprises.
only reason that it's changes because of injuries. It's not always even like there was some drastic overhaul of a team. It's simply a guy's hurt.
Well, even this year, like Justin Fields, I don't think many people saw that coming.
True.
The sixth round pick going, and now he's a backup. Well, I mean, we thought he'd at least be a starter somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. So that was fun. So we're at eight, a little bit short, but we'll see what happens
If
there.
there's
All right.
always other, those are eight that we think will happen. There's bound to be two, three, four others. Just guys leave different teams. Like I said, injury, a guy gets hurt in week 15 and he's not back until like week 7 of the next season. So not necessarily like players are changing teams or they got demoted, just simply it's the NFL.
And you got, I mean, just in general, over 60 quarterbacks have started a game the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, we've had teams. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we had teams like the
Five
Browns, like you said, had five
or
just
six.
by themselves.
Wow. All right. So I need you to bear with me here. I was listening to a podcast and they
I
brought up
get
something.
frightened when you say stuff like this because I know I'm just going to sit here like, what in the hell are you talking about? Do I really have to listen to this?
Excellent.
Okay,
Excellent.
here
So
we go, people. Buckle up.
let's say Trevor Lawrence goes out and he struggles again, mightily even, struggles mightily. They shipped off Calvin Ridley. We have two Gabe Davises on the team, basically, and Gabe Davis himself and Brian Thomas Jr. if he gets an extension, it's going to be $55-ish million a year. I mean, it's going to be pricey. He's good. He's not the generational quarterback we all thought he was going to be when people were watching him in high school and then college at Clemson. He's, you know, he's not Andrew Luck, right? One positive I'll give him is that 2022 was his best year. Easily, I think. He was a Pro Bowler that year, especially from a fantasy perspective.
Same as Derek Carr last year.
Right. He was QB8 that year in fantasy. Christian Kirk was his number one receiver. Christian Kirk's his number one receiver again. Kirk went out last year early with an injury, early-ish with an injury. I think that really hurt him. So we got a shot here to rebound and bounce back. You got your guy. However, and this thought for me, I know I've mentioned it before, has evolved. I used to be, if you have a decent quarterback, you hold on to him at all costs and see what you can do. But I'm kind of moving on to the, is this guy going to win me a Super Bowl? Because that's what we see historically. Most of these Super Bowls are being won by quarterbacks who can do it and can put the team on their back and make it happen. Can Trevor Lawrence do that for the Jaguars?
I don't know if he can or not, but I still think that he'll be their quarterback this year and next year. Only is his fourth year, right?
Correct.
So I can't imagine them not picking up his fifth year option for next year, or have they already? Didn't they already have to declare that?
They already did, but he's going to be in a position where he can renegotiate after this year.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen. Right. So the Jaguars are going to have to decide, do I want to renegotiate with this and pay this dude $55-plus million?
Well, that to hold out.
Right.
Whether he likes it or not.
That's correct. I guarantee you another team believes Trevor Lawrence could win them a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Jacksonville starts you. I don't even know what their schedule looks like. That'd probably be a good thing to take a peek at. Let's say after the first seven games, they're 2-5. If another team comes calling, the haul that Jacksonville would get for someone like Trevor Lawrence would be immense. Numerous first-round picks, probably numerous second-round picks. And if Jacksonville isn't 100% sold, now Doug Peterson didn't draft Trevor Lawrence. If they're not 100% sold that he's going to win them a Super Bowl, you could get anyone you want in the draft next year with all the picks you're going to be able to accumulate by getting rid of him. Again, listen, I don't think this is going to happen. It's just a thought. It's something that, listen, crazier things have happened.
But we could say that about any team.
Sure,
any quarterback, of course. If we're just throwing that hypothetical out there.
I got
they
one for
start
you.
Off Dolphins, Browns, Bills, Texans. They could easily be 0-4.
They could easily be 0-4.
But then they get Colts, Bears, Patriots.
So Colts is going to be a tough one, I think. Might Bears be. And Pats should
in
be
Jacksonville.
Wins. Dude, there it is. There's 2-5, right?
Maybe. Maybe 3-4, maybe 5-2. Don't know.
Maybe. So you know who Trevor Lawrence's backup is, right?
Not offhand right this moment.
Right. So let's say the Jaguars, they don't want to tank the season, but they really want to build for the future. They got an amazing offer for Trevor Lawrence. They suck. Lawrence is not doing well. Mac Jones is his backup.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he is there now.
Now, listen.
Oh, boy. Oh, the mighty have fallen. Wow.
Listen to this. In three seasons, Trevor Lawrence has started 8 more games than Mac Jones. So his yards and touchdowns are a little higher. The completion percentage, Mac Jones wins that. Touchdown percentage, Mac Jones wins that. Yards per game, Lawrence has 235. Mac Jones has 212. So we're talking 20-ish yards. That's not, you know, crazy. Passer rating is almost identical, and they each have one Pro Bowl. And by the way, Mac Jones beat out Trevor Lawrence for Rookie of the Year. Dude, they're very similar players.
Not really.
If you look at numbers, take names off the bat.
And like that percentage thing is a bunch of little 3-yard dump offs, two different offenses.
Sure, 100%. Yeah.
I think you'd be hard pressed to find many people in the league that are going to really think that Mac Jones is in Trevor Lawrence's league. It's like any
I
argument.
don't.
It's like any argument. The stats, you can make this pick the stats that fit your argument, right? But yeah, I mean, this is fun in a hypothetical situation. Realistically, I think there's roughly a 0.02% chance that something this would happen. But you never know. He could go out and just totally crap the bed, and like you said, start off with an awful record. They're out of it, and he just keeps getting worse. Never know.
Other QBs that are due to either get paid or be able to negotiate: Dak, Tua, Jordan Love, and Brock Purdy. Dak.
None of them are going anywhere.
I cannot, I can't imagine any of them go anywhere. You're right. I agree.
Because once you get a quarterback that's at least at that level in today's NFL, you turn over every stone, you do everything you possibly can to keep them in town. You have
And
to.
for people that know, like, oh, Dak Prescott's under contract for a bunch more years. Yeah,
Now
he's
they're
got a few
dead
years
years.
left.
They're not
They're
real.
all voidable. He makes $55 million this year, 40 next year, and then it's like $6 million. So those years don't count. Here's what we always talk about: how egotistical all these NFL teams, the NFL in general, owners, all coaches, all that stuff is. But they all are, right? Why does Dallas seem to play hardball with all of their players? Like, they don't want to pay. It's almost like Jerry Jones is like, ah, oh, you're a Cowboy now. We should get a discount just so you can play for us. And I'm not saying that's what he's thinking. It just feels that way. Like, you have someone like Micah Parsons or CeeDee Lamb or whatever. Give them whatever they want. They're some of the best players in the league, and give it to them right away. Make these guys happy. What if Jerry Jones is like, yeah, Dak, you haven't won us a Super Bowl, $50 million a year tops. I'm telling you right now, there's teams out there to give him $60 million a year without hesitation. What if Dak is just like, you know what? No, I'm tired of you, Jerry. I'm tired of you. I don't want to be a Cowboy anymore.
Yeah, I can't. It's a hard one to buy. Dak for the Cowboys is like to me like a Jeter for the Yankees. He'll do everything he can to stay. Jerry's issue is he's the ultimate alpha male. The only thing he really has over any of these guys is the money situation, the contract situation. But he is in love with Dak as any player he's ever had, like Romo, Emmett, all those guys.
Well, if I'm Dak, I go in, I say, if you really want me to stay, pay me exactly what I want. You didn't get me anything
I
this
think he will.
offseason.
He's going to
Wide
always,
receiver.
he'll
What wide
drag it
receiver help?
out.
What running
He'll
back help?
drag it out like he always does. And then in the end, he'll capitulate and Dak will get what he wants. He just likes to be in the news. He likes people talking about him. He likes throwing his weight around. But ultimately, there's no way Dak's going anywhere. There's no way. The Cowboys faithful will murder them. See, the thing when he got rid of, when the thing with Romo eventually fell apart, it was fine because Dak had already proven. He's Dak. There's no successor. There's
Oh, no.
nothing. Yeah, so there's no way he can let him go. Again, this whole thing in the NFL, you get that proven commodity back at quarterback, you move hell and earth to frickin' to keep
Well,
them for the most part, unless it's
Evan,
Kirk Cousins.
you may have forgotten that the Cowboys, one of their backups is a third overall pick in the NFL draft.
Who's that?
Trey Lance, buddy.
Yeah.
Trey
Yeah,
Lance could be the
he's really shown
successor.
a lot out there on the field. He's something else. I know I'd bank my whole franchise, essentially the NFL franchise. I'm gonna put it all on Trey Lance to carry it.
I need to. I don't buy the NFL franchise. And I know I'm an Eagles fan, and the Cowboys are my arch rivals. How and why? Someone needs to explain to me why they are America's team. I get it in the 90s, even in the early 2000s. I don't buy it anymore. Like, if we look
I
at
still
fan
do.
bases,
There's
what fan
Cowboys
base?
fans everywhere.
But I think they're aging out. I mean, right now,
Maybe.
the Cowboys fans certainly aren't the fastest rising fan or fastest growing fan base. That's got to be Detroit. Maybe even San Francisco, to be honest with you. But my money's on Detroit as I don't think they're getting that many new fans compared to other teams.
I don't know. They might not be, but I still say they're officially America's team when you look at the worth of the franchise when you
Yes.
look at sales of everything they do, with the fact that anybody, a Cowboys player looks at somebody wrong, it's immediately in the news. They're still big business, and it's just the reality of it. Even when they
Why not?
suck, they're still the team that everybody loves to love or loves to hate.
All right. This year, absolutely crucial for Jordan Love. They got him on a 1-year deal, I think. It's like 20 some million bucks. This is going to be big. If he has a year like he did this year, they're going to extend him mid-season, I would bet.
Yeah,
And
and the
they're not going to need
Packers are
him.
known for that, keeping their own guys.
And I'm pulling for him. I'm not a Packers fan, not a Jordan
I'm
Love
fine
fan
with
at
it
all.
too. It's good for the NFL, and the Packers are good.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, one of the original franchises, right?
Same with
You don't
like
have
the
to talk about.
Lions. That's why we rooted for it so much for the Lions. The NFL's better when teams like the Lions are can compete.
Can I give you some bad news, though, that has to do with the Green Bay Packers?
I guess you can. I assume you're going to, whether I say you can or not, so let's go for it.
A little over a year ago or so, you and I decided we found out the draft was going to be in Detroit. We were going to go. And then I screwed it up by having a kid. And I had like a 1-month-old, 2-month-old, right? Didn't make that happen. We were like, you know what? We'll go to the next one. Dude, the 2025 NFL draft is at Lambeau.
That would be amazing.
I don't think I want to go to Lambeau.
Dude, that's history. That's like going to the old Yankee Stadium, like going to Fenway, Wrigley Field. What are you talking about?
That's
That's
true.
like it's the that's the place, like the Mecca of the NFL is Lambeau Field. That's where, and I don't know, I
I
think
guess
you
so.
lost the line a little bit.
In my mind, I'm picturing just a boring Midwest town, Green Bay, Wisconsin. But you're probably right. The historical aspect does draw me in. Okay, I might be back in.
Yeah, I'd love to go there and to see the history, see all the stuff they have there. Yeah, it's not like either one of us are going to these cities to just party hardy and get down and get crazy. We're
What
going
do you mean?
to
You don't think I'd a party hardy to
you'll be on your
Detroit?
phone half the time talking to your boys. I'll be talking to Alexander. We're not, it's not like we're going there to get crazy.
Yeah, you're
But
probably
speaking
right.
of going, so going somewhere to get crazy, I don't know if I told you. Me and a few of the boys, we got tickets 2 weeks ago for the Chiefs at Raiders October 27th
You in Vegas?
in Vegas. I've never been there. They've all been there. So they're going out there. We're going for like three nights. They're going to show me the city, party hardy. I am going to get crazy out there. Most likely, I won't be in jail at the time of the game.
I
And we're
can't.
going to the Sunday game and we'll get to see Mahomes. And I really want to go to that stadium because it's all blacked out.
I can't believe that you've never been to Vegas.
Well, you best start believing it, buddy, because it's the truth.
I've been several times. It's not
It's
my
just
favorite.
never come up. It's just never happened. It's not like I'm avoiding it. Just
Right, yeah.
it never organically came up. Like, hey, let's go to Vegas in 3 months. Just never did.
Interesting. Tua, I never know what to think about him. Surely Miami's going to keep him, I'd imagine.
100%.
I don't know why they haven't paid him already. Everyone needs to do what Philly did with Jalen Hurts and pay him early. That way you don't like you're saving money by paying someone early. Like
So he
that
could
contract
lose.
comes out and you're like, oh my gosh, he gave him $50 million. Well,
So he could
yeah,
lose seven of his last eight games.
but if you wait a year,
But that's
the
why,
next year.
though. That's why teams don't do it. They wait till the last minute to be 100% certain that this is the person. This is the guy. If we're really giving him $50 million a year, this is why. I'm not saying that was on Hurts last year. That whole team just, sorry, buddy, but they quit. They gave up. They
It
just
certainly looked like it.
Gave up. They didn't even look
Certainly
interested in
appeared.
winning, except for him. He's the only guy on the field that looked interested in winning. Like AJ Brown, he looked interested in winning, but only if it meant he had 11 catches for 170 yards and two touchdowns. If he had three catches for 40 yards, he didn't. I don't think he cared about winning. Your boy was the only one, but that's why. Because you might pay this guy all this money and still lose seven of your last eight games and just sink like no team's maybe ever sunk.
But knowing what the how the salary cap's going to escalate every single year, I'd much rather pay it early and
Well,
save yourself money in the long run.
yeah, but you're saving a little bit of money. I mean,
It's
whether it's
Tua.
50 now or 55 next year,
Right. So
but to be certain that it's the right guy.
but we know we right now think we believe Miami believes Tua is the right guy.
Yes.
I don't think their mind changed from last year to right now.
Yeah, but just because he's the right guy doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give him all that money earlier. Like you said, do we really think Tua is a guy that's going to lead him to a Super Bowl victory? I don't.
I don't.
But I think it's more so than the crap they get in his place. People,
certainly.
I don't think people realize how hard it is. Only one out of 32 teams wins a Super Bowl each year. And it seems anymore like the only team that does it is the Chiefs. You know, fumble six excluded, you know, from a couple years ago. So, you know, it's hard to really sit there and say, this is the guy that's going to do it, but it's still better than the junk that you're going to have to replace him. I don't know, dude. I'm just being the devil's advocate for the teams. It's a lot of money to give out, and you have to be certain. Otherwise, the cap is fairly fictional. But when you're paying one guy 60 mil out of the $250 million cap, that is actually pretty significant, especially if he sucks and ends up not playing. You end up like the Broncos paying 17 mil to a guy who's playing for another team.
I think it's more, isn't it more than that?
It might be in the 20s, but whatever, it's an enormous amount of money to play for another team. And now they've got, well, they got Bo Nix.
Right. Hey, he
could
could
be
be the
good. It
guy,
could
man.
be. And actually, again, Russ didn't have a bad year last year. They just don't think he's the guy, and he's probably not.
All right. Last quarterback on that list is Brock Purdy, and I mentioned him earlier. Again, I'm just throwing ideas out there, fun ideas to talk about,
fun.
To go back and forth with a little bit.
Fun.
You know you're having fun over there.
I've never had so much fun. I'm just getting chills.
Wow. See, that's why you got your hoodie on.
Yeah,
so.
True.
Is Brock Purdy a Hall of Fame quarterback right now? No. So just listen. Hey, just listen.
Nobody is after 2 years.
Right? Well, Patrick Mahomes, maybe.
I don't
if
know.
You don't
His
count
first
it,
year he didn't even
sat.
play. He played one game.
Oh, don't count that one. So the reason I asked that is because Kyle's father, Mike, had one Hall of Fame running back, Terrell Davis, that he rode as hard as he could. And then what did he do? Didn't matter who the running back was. He just got guys that fit his system. Olandis, Gary, like.
Yeah, but he also had John Elway.
No, but just hear me out. His system was so successful that he would just get guys to fit his system and could run through them and be uber successful with whatever player he chose as far as the running backs go. Is Brock Purdy the guy, or is he the guy for Kyle Shanahan's system? And if he is, Purdy's going to demand 50 plus million a year whenever his time comes around. Is he worth that much money, or can Kyle Shanahan do what his dad did, albeit a different position, but find another Brock Purdy-ish-esque quarterback that can run his system just like that?
No, I can't
I mean,
buy
could
what
Mac
you're
Jones
selling.
run his system?
Yeah, I can't buy what you're selling there.
I'm not selling anything.
That's a
I'm
hard
asking
sell.
a question.
Replace it. Musical running backs. Yeah, that's lots of teams end up doing that. But musical quarterbacks doesn't the results are not typically there. Maybe, but that's a big sell there, buddy.
I mean, I would think someone like Mac Jones. Now I'm just using him because
I know.
I don't know. Yeah. I just. Similar playing styles to
One
Brock
decent
Purdy.
year, and then, yeah, just what people call
Like,
a game manager, all that crap.
yeah, right, exactly. Three steps, give it to Debo.
Isn't that what a quarterback's supposed to do? I don't know why that's such a horrible thing. He's a game manager. He only manages to win 13, 14 games a year and make the Super Bowl. He's a manager. Like, okay, well, please, give me one. Give
I
me
think
one, because we were watching the Super Bowl from home.
Yeah, that's right. I think that a big problem with quarterbacks is that they try to think. It's like, don't think, just do.
Yeah, just do what we want you to do.
Right. This is the play design. Don't just give the ball to, you got three of the best receiving playmakers in football in Debo, Ayuk, and George Kittle. Just give them the ball, and that's what Purdy does.
Maybe the best pass catching running back in the league, too.
Oh my gosh. Right. I know. So you're telling me another quarterback? Cheaper quarterback couldn't do that.
I'm not saying that they couldn't do it. I'm saying that they might not necessarily do it as well. I'm not going to sit here and just act like Purdy is just this circumstance. He got lucky and it is winning. I just don't think that's true.
How scary. How scary would that be if you were the Niners to be like, look, we got Purdy. He can run our system, but we don't want to pay him this much. Can we bring in another guy? Now, if anyone's cocky and arrogant enough to
Oh,
do it,
yeah.
it's an NFL coach.
Shanahan,
It's
absolutely.
nice,
No
right?
doubt about that. No doubt about that. But man,
That'd be a
I think they're
scary
pretty
proposition.
mutiny in San Francisco if they pull something like that. Because
Maybe.
they love that dude there. That'd be tough.
The one thing I'll give Shanahan, for as arrogant as he is and his way or the highway, but dude, they fell on the sword for Trey Lance. Like, or not fell on the sword, but they took that loss.
They
They
did.
threw that L on their forehead, like, look, we screwed this up, but guess what? We have Brock Purdy, so here
Well,
you
that's the
go.
thing. So maybe they learned from that. Like, okay, we have a proven commodity now. We screwed up once. Let's not screw this up again. Because they
Good
have a
point.
roster that's young enough and cap friendly enough to compete for the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Is it cap friendly?
I think it overall is. I mean, I'm not saying that, I'm saying individual contracts are decent that they can keep this team together for a while.
And I
Especially
mean,
with
I
the
can tell
cap
you
going up 20 mil a year.
the net right. The next quarterback for them is not on their roster. You've heard of one. Josh Dobbs is the current backup.
Yeah.
Brandon Allen, nope. And then
Yeah.
Tanner Mordecai is a rookie, so it's.
And they get rid of these backups. Like, what, Darnold was there last year, wasn't he?
Yes, he
Yeah,
was.
so he's
And now
already
he's
going. So they obviously
yeah.
don't think he's going to be the replacement. So that's the thing. I think Shanahan knows we got a good thing here. We hit the freaking jackpot. Let's get what we can out of him now. When we have to yoke up his freaking salary, that's what they're, I think, what they're going to have to do.
And Darnold
Again, proven commodity.
might be starting for somebody.
Who's
You know,
that?
there's a good Darnold. There's a good chance he starts week one for the Vikings.
There's a chance, but that's more just default because they got a rookie come in that has to learn. It's by no stretch, no means is this going to be like his job to lose. That's just not the case.
This is going to be interesting because what if he, look, you're Sam Darnold. You
Yeah.
got Justin Jefferson, you got
Yeah.
Jordan Addison, you got Aaron Jones,
If he
TJ
goes
Hawkinson
out and
coming
throws
back.
5 touchdowns a game for the first 4 weeks, then yes, Bobby, I'm fully behind your hypothetical. It's his
Yes.
job to lose. But if we know anything about Sam Darnold, it's that he's not that guy. So if
He's
he does it, then
not that good.
yes, you guys, well done. But he's become a journeyman now. I mean, a former number one pick who's nothing more than an NFL journeyman.
His fourth team, right? Jets, Panthers, Niners, and now
Niners,
Vikings.
now Vikings, yeah.
Poor guy.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think he's that guy, but you're right. If he does go out and dominates, okay, he should keep it. But I don't think they did what they did to get May to just, or not really did what they did, but just they sort of fell in their lap, but to sit him forever.
So as of right now, SpotRack says that the Niners have the highest total cap allocations, 292 million. So they're spending the most money
Well, I'm not saying that they're not spending money. I'm
as
just
of
saying
this
that they're
second.
not dead in the water. I mean, that this team could stay together for a while.
Yeah. Nick Bosa.
I guess
Man,
what
this
my point is, you
he
can
did
get
not
rid
win
of
a
like a
Super Bowl.
Bosa contract and replace him with somebody. You can get rid of Ayuk and replace his salary with somebody a lot easier than you can your quarterback and just bring a guy in and just hope and pray he can run the offense the same way. That's not realistic. We see it in the NFL all the time. There's so many teams that have all this talent and they win 5 games because they don't have a plausible quarterback.
I don't disagree one bit.
I
All right,
think we've
Mr.
argued
Kevin.
over and over again, right? It's easily the most important position in all sport.
John McGrogan made a good point because we brought this up on the last show, I think it was. But he mentioned goalie in hockey. That's a good one
Oh,
as
he
well.
did. It is big because the thing is, goalies can get hot and win you a championship, things like that. But the NFL, it's more about because you play so few games, you've got to have the quarterback to even get you to the playoffs in the first place. A lot of teams, they'll help. There's times in NHL, the backup goalkeeper gets hot going into the playoffs or first round of the playoffs, and your starter for the season just sits the playoffs because we're riding this hot hand. You don't do that in the NFL. It
Or
doesn't work that way.
the extra goalie that the fan in the stands that they bring in.
Exactly. He comes in and pitches a shutout with 23 saves. Like, okay, we're giving this guy a 2-week contract. Doesn't
Right.
happen in the NFL. I mean, you had your things like Brady, things like that, but Brady won all during that season when Bledsoe got hurt. Speaking of which, have you watched the whole roast yet?
I haven't. I don't even know if I'm going to.
You really should, dude. It's really worth it.
Okay.
Once.
Maybe I will.
I'm not going to go back and watch it again.
Yeah. You know what gets me about that is Brady comes out and he goes, "Yeah, you know, I didn't realize the impact it was going to have on my family. Maybe I wouldn't have done it." What do you think was going to happen? All your kids are old enough to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to affect
It was
it.
pretty intense. I think he thought it'd be more that they'd just be getting on him as opposed to just trashing his. And
Has
then
he
the other
ever
one, he
watched the
trashed was
roast?
Giselle. It's not like they were talking
Right, right,
about
right.
his children, you
Well,
know.
kind of when they talked about the one he had with the girlfriend before Giselle.
But they weren't really talking about the kids so much as they
True.
were talking about her and how he just sort of bailed on her and the kid. It wasn't specifically about the kid. What is that chick? Bridget Moynihan. She's so delicious. But nonetheless, it was intense. But yes, he should have known a little better that if that many people were going to talk, and the football guys, mostly all his football buddies, they weren't going that route. But it was all these comics, these comedians, people I've
Yeah.
never heard of in my entire life. They were the ones really going after the family part.
But yeah, your buddies aren't going to do that to you.
No. But that said, Giselle is sort of skanky, so she had it coming to her.
I don't think she was.
I think she was hooking up with that jiu-jitsu instructor before they were actually divorced. Maybe not. It's hard to say. We've all done some skanky things in our lives. I'm just saying she maybe had it coming to her. The thing is, he owns the rights to all this. This was supposed to be a first in a series of these roasts, the goat roasts, where he was hoping to have other huge names in sports come out. But after what took place, I don't know how many of them were going to really want to put themselves in that position.
3 hours long.
It was long. It did drag a little bit. Some of the comedians I could have done without because I just didn't really care what they had to say.
All right, sir. That's all I got. You got anything else to add? And again, look, I don't think anything that I brought up today about the quarterbacks is going to happen. Nothing like that. Just fun scenarios to discuss. If I had to put my money on Trevor Lawrence and Brock Purdy and Dak and all that, they're all going to be with their teams. Now, we're going to be wrong. Some we're going to get surprised somewhere, but if I'm betting my money, they're all going to stay just right where they are.
Probably. I see your boy Nico signed a huge deal today.
Big deal. Nico
$24
Collins,
million
man,
a
got
year.
paid.
Higgins
Good
and
for him.
Chase both aren't at OTAs.
Yeah, I don't understand Chase. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
That's.
What's his problem?
Why didn't Joe? Can you imagine someone doing that? I don't know, man. I feel like Joe Burrow should call his guys and be like, "Get here now."
Maybe
Like,
he
can you
has.
imagine like Travis Kelce not showing up? Patrick Mahomes would go pick him up at his house by get in the car.
Well, I mean, maybe he's tried. These guys, maybe Chase and Higgins are about themselves and not winning. Travis Kelce just wants to win. I mean, he wants the money too, but they're just different breeds of people in the world. Some care about money, some care about winning, some care about both.
All right. Anything else?
Not all good.
Good for Nico, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Get Your Bell Rung Football Podcast. Check us out. Facebook, Spotify, YouTube. Kevin, see you in a week.
Bye, everybody.